Second Chronicles chapter 10, getting close to the sun that warms the most, or setting, or being, or going or lying in the sun that warms the most, means seek or agree to sympathize with whoever can most favor you, to seek or accept, to have good relations, not with those who can be of little benefit to you, but with that or those from whom one can get the most benefit from. It seems that this was the mutual attitude of Solomon's successor to the throne and that of his young advisors. That is not just a thing of the past. We often experience it when a person keeps changing counselors until he or she finds one that tells him or her what the person wants to hear. Let us better seek divine counsel in his word and in his people. We do not choose medicines for their taste, and we do not take them because we like them, but because we have a health problem and we want to alleviate it. There's more in life than the immediate satisfaction that painkillers produce. What we really need to is be healed, and sometimes taking medicines that do not taste good isn't enough. Sometimes we need an operation. Long before medical advances achieved this, God had already diagnosed that we needed a heart transplant. I will give them one heart, a new heart, and put a new spirit within them. I will take from them the heart of stone, and I will give them a heart of flesh that is responsive to my touch. Jesus is the wonderful counselor of Isaiah 9:6. Rehoboam should have listened to his grandfather, David, who wrote, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me.